Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Recorder Polly Glasscock about renewing the registration on your off-road vehicles.
All-terrain vehicles, four-wheelers, all those type of things that people love to ride, they all need to be renewed for their registration before the end of the year. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Any of your outdoor off-road vehicles, the renewals are due 12/31 of the end of this year. Great stocking stuffers if you haven't gotten it yet. Also, what you need to bring would just be either your credit card or your check, cash. We do have a small transaction fee with the cards. You don't need to bring anything else. We can look it up. Just kind of maybe know your number, your Iowa number on the vehicle. It does save time. And just a reminder that our hunting and fishing license can be purchased now. The rates have gone up a little bit thanks to the DNR, but that's how it goes. Also, our boats, your boat that you have, they are all expiring April of 2019. So after the first of the year, you can come in and renew those. You will get a notice, postcard notice, that they will be due before April 30th of 2019.
All right, so let's say I have multiple vehicles, an ATV, a snowmobile, maybe a four-wheeler that I want to go out. That can all be taken care of right here, correct?
Correct.
So, all right, so you talked about the information. I just need to bring my credit card, but I should also kind of learn my license plate number. Is there any other registration things I need to know of?
No, not really. We should have it all on file here.
All right, so boat registrations, talk to us a little bit about the differences for this year and when they expire.
The price range depends on the length of the boat or if it has a motor. The prices are basically the same as 3 years ago. But if you have a question, feel free to call us and we can give you the exact price. Kind of know how many boats you have and ATV and off-road vehicles that you have and those that you want to renew. Some people don't use some of them anymore, so they don't renew them, and that's fine. You just need to remember to renew them if you're taking them off your property. It's a pretty substantial fine if you don't have them currently registered. Same with the boats. You always want to make sure you've got those currently registered.
Well, I know, hey, I don't want to get it registered. It's not that big of a deal. Why is it important to get these registered?
Well, if you take them out off your property, like the off-road vehicles, and a DNR officer stops you, there is a very heavy fine. Also, the boats, very, very heavy fine. So much cheaper just to keep them renewed.
I know there's also registrations in case of an emergency or something that people need to know whose boat it was and, you know, who might have been on there, correct?
Correct. And also on boats and ATVs, you should always have your registrations with you. It's kind of a law also. And that way you've got your paperwork when you need it.
And people should just kind of treat this a little bit like a driver's license or having your insurance papers.
Exactly.
All right. So one final time, what should people expect when they come in? What are the price of getting these renewed? And what type of information should they know?
Okay. All the off-road vehicles, the price is $1,775 if you have it currently registered. Otherwise, there's like a $5 late fee. So basically, those are pretty inexpensive to keep registered. The boats, like I said, are all different prices per length of boat and if it has a motor. So if you have a question, it's probably basically going to be what's on your registration. But if you have a question, please give us a call at 961-1089.
Thanks to Warren County Recorder Polly Glasscock for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.